To complete the discussion of the covalent bond, it is also important to consider two other features, the bond length and the bond angle. The bond length is the distance between the centers of the nuclei of two bonded atoms. The bond angle is the angle formed by two imaginary lines obtained by joining, two by two, the centers of the nuclei of three bonded atoms. The shape of the molecules can be explained by the valence shell electron pair repulsion theory, VSEPR, according to which when an atom is bound to other atoms, pairs of valence shell electrons tend to repel each other and arrange themselves as far away as possible from each other, giving rise to a well-defined geometric structure. The fundamental geometric structures that can form from three pairs of electrons are linear structure, with bond angles of 180 degrees, trigonal structure, with bond angles of 120 degrees, and tetrahedral structure, with bond angles of 109.5 degrees. Depending on bonded atoms, these structures can present slightly different bond angles. The physical properties of molecular substances are strictly related to their constituent molecules. These molecules can be polar molecules or nonpolar molecules. To predict whether a molecule is polar, i.e. a dipole, or not, one must be able to identify the type of covalent bond, polarized or not, that unites the atoms and the shape or geometry of the molecule, i.e. the reciprocal arrangement of atoms which determines the distribution of electric charge. The forces that hold together the molecules or intermolecular forces are electric in nature and are basically of two types: dipole-dipole attractive forces between polar molecules and London dispersion forces between nonpolar molecules. When the molecules of a compound contain hydrogen atoms attached to atoms of oxygen, fluorine or nitrogen, the interactions that form between the molecules are called hydrogen bonds. These models of intermolecular forces also enable the interpretation on the level of the particles themselves of what happens when you mix different substances. If a polar solid melts or a polar liquid mixes with a polar liquid, such as water, dipole-dipole attractive forces or hydrogen bonds are established between the molecules of the solute and the solvent. Similarly, if a nonpolar substance melts or mixes in a nonpolar liquid, London forces are established between the molecules of the solute and the solvent. The dissolution of an ionic compound in water is called ionic dissociation. The ions that make up the solid are detached from the crystal lattice and bind to a certain number of solvent molecules through ion-dipole bonds. Solutions of this kind, because they contain ions that are free to move, conduct electricity. For example, solutions obtained by dissolving sodium chloride containing Na+ ions and Cl- ions, all hydrated, that is, surrounded by a number of water molecules. NaClS gives Na+ Aq plus Cl- Aq. Some polar molecular substances give rise to aqueous solutions that conduct electricity because the molecules of the compound react with water molecules to form ions, in which case they are termed ionization reactions. In general, all solutions that contain ions are called electrolytic solutions, and the solutes that are dissociated or ionized are termed electrolytes.